Hello, you're listening to WMFO, that's Tufts University Freeform Radio on 91.5 Medford. And yeah, this is Naive Melodies. I am your host for the next hour. I'm Lucy Melman, and I am here with...
me, David.
Right, it is me, David Melman. Lucy and David back again to...
bring you this edition of the Portland Tapes.
Right, and disclaimer, I've never been so embarrassed to put on a show. I've never really... expose myself quite in the same this is maybe the worst parts.
You're blushing.
These are the kinds of songs you either don't show people or you show people and you say, but I just, no, just kidding.
Just don't judge me.
Yeah.
So that means our theme today is
guilty pleasures.
Hard to define, but I think part of it was that you feel bad about it.
It's the stuff that my dad and I showed each other, and beforehand we were like, just, I know. And then you played it, and then that was...
Yeah.
At one point, actually, my dad played a song, and I was like, oh, yeah. This is like one of your guilty pleasures? And my dad goes, you like this one? And I went, no, I could never. But without further ado...
let's go big.
Let's get into what will probably be the last show that many of my four listeners ever hear, because after this, it's all downhill. It's Der Kommissar by After the Fire.
Chop, 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 chop. side, cause all the children know. They're all sliding down into the valley, they're all slipping on the same snow. Hear the children.
Don't turn around.
Uh-oh. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Okay, that's one way to outro a song. And the best part is this, it's a cover.
Yeah. Oh, and it gets worse.
Because?
The next song makes me physically sad. Yeah.
Wow, yes. No secret that we are both big Joy Division fans here.
Yes.
In the Millman household.
Very true.
Mm-hmm. And this, however, is not the original iconic Love Will Tear Us Apart.
No, it's something awful instead.
Well, it's a little strong, but it's it's Paul Young and his version of Love Will Tear Us Apart. And the one thing to know is that the bass playing comes courtesy of a very young Pino Palladino, who was fresh off of working with Gary Numan and would go on to work with D'Angelo, Don Henley, The Who, and about 500,000 other artists.
When routine bites hard and ambitions are low and resentment rides high, but emotions won't grow and we're changing our ways, taking different roads. And love, love will tear us apart.
failings exposed. And there's a taste in my mouth as desperation takes hold. Yet it's something so pure, I just can't function no more. And love, love will tear us apart again. And love, love will tear us apart again. And love, love will tear us apart again.
Yeah, I'm just really happy that I know that a lot less, well, not that I have, you know, a massive crowd of people listening, but I know that less people listen over the summer, so this is the perfect time to do this show. Anyway, my next pick is Brand New Lover by Dead or Alive. I really like this song. I'm sorry about it, but I really like this song.
Tomorrow.
So I usually say this somewhat ironically, in which I, you know, make this bold proclamation that the PSA is everyone's, you know, favorite part. The PSA is the best part of the radio show. This week, that statement actually might be true. This might be the best part about this radio show.
It's not a cover.
Yeah, not a cover. It's
the real deal.
It's real deal. It's only 30 seconds, so you can get in and get out. Anyway, here's one that you haven't heard before about the environment.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
All right, thank you to the Ad Council. And this next song is by none other than Rico Nasty.
Tell me.
Yes, here we go.
I don't know much about.
I was going to play a 100 Gex song, which would have been, I think, really hard for people. But they have a lot of explicit language, so I picked what has the similar hyper pop sound. Rico Nasty's iPhone. Yes, I hope. You know what? This is a guilty pleasure. What else can I say? It's the name of the show, you know?
All right, that was the one and only Rico Nasty.
I never thought I would hear you say Rico Nasty, but
I feel so hip.
Here we go.
Okay. All right, next up, this highlights what happens when you start digging through YouTube videos and just come across things that get suggested to you. It's Kevin Rowland from Dexy's Midnight Runners doing his version of Grazing in the Grass, the classic Hugh Masekela song. If you have a chance to watch the video, great. You'll pick it up certainly from this version of it. It is basically sort of spoken more than sung, because I think that's what he can do, but it's weird and I love it for just that reason. Kevin Rowland, Grazing in the Grass.
It sure is mellow, grazing in the grass.
Grazing in the grass is a gas, baby, can you dig?
What a trip! Or just watching as the world goes by.
Grazing in the grass is a gas, baby, can you dig it?
And there are so many good things to see while grazing in the grass.
Grazing in the grass is a gas, baby, can you dig it?
Flowers with colors for taking, everything's out of sight.
Grazing in the grass is a gas, baby, can you dig it?
Told you. Okay. So next, this. There can't really be guilty pleasures without some kind of foray into 70s cheese pop. This is a group called Starbuck. The song is Moonlight Feels Right. It is, I have loved it since it came out, probably because I heard it too many times to turn back. And there's this long marimba solo in the middle, which is beautifully played. And, yeah. You approved the song already, Lou. It's okay.
Yeah.
So, Starbuck. This may be the first and only time this appears on WMFO.
Yeah, most likely.
Here we go.
The wind blew some luck in my direction. I caught it in my hands today. Finally made a tricky French connection. You winked and gave me your okay. I'll take you on a trip beside the ocean and drop the top at Chesapeake Bay. Ain't nothing like the sky to dose a potion. The moon will send you on your way. Moonlight feels right. Feels right. We'll lay back and observe the constellations and watch the moon smiling bright. I'll play the radio on southern stations, 'cause southern bells are hail at night. You say you came to Baltimore from Ole Miss, a class of 7-4 gold. The eastern moon looks ready for a wet kiss to make the tide rise again. Moonlight feels right. Moonlight feels right.
This next song is going to be my Graham's dedication. First off, Graham's, I'm really sorry that this is your Graham's dedication, but this is the best song off this set list, in my opinion. So I thought that I had to, you know, at least pick the best one off this list for you. But Graham's, I love you so much. I hope that this is, you know, I know this is probably not the best Graham's dedication I've ever done, but, you know, I still love you a whole lot, and I hope it shows. This is Shiny Happy People by R.E.M.
Thank you.
Okay, and somewhere Michael Stipe is saying, wait, why is that a guilty pleasure?
Yeah, you know, I know it's honestly not so bad, but I anyway, moving on. This next song is one that I have liked for, I want to say, since I was maybe 11. I love this song. It is not a great song. Pretty much everyone I have shown it to thinks it is difficult to listen to, and I understand why. But, you know, this is really, I think, at least for me, was instrumental in a lot of my music listening, because it kind of opened the door to... I have a tendency that sometimes some of the stuff I enjoy is stuff that can be categorized as that's kind of hard to listen to. I don't think that's ow, that hurts. Like, and I think this kind of opened the door to that. So this is a Deluxe Folk Implosion. Daddy Never Understood. You know what, this next song is not bad either. It is one that's definitely like one of the better songs off this list, I'd say.
Well, yes, I think for people of a certain age, they've heard it so much, it sort of went through the other side.
Right, I mean, I get why this song, it's a little bit cheesy, but you know, it's a fun song. It's this is like a good guilty pleasure, like, you know, maybe it's kind of an endearing guilty pleasure, I would say. Like, if I put this on in a car full of people, they might think that maybe I was charming somehow, of like, oh, like, classic Lucy playing something a little cheesy, like...
Okay.
Rather than, oh, God, Lucy, please turn that off. That is hard to listen to.
Because who turns off Cheap Trick?
Who turns off Cheap Trick? This is I Want You to Want Me by Cheap Trick.
Baby.
All right, that was Cheap Trick. I Want You to Want Me. Fun fact, first time I ever heard of or saw the band was when they opened for Kiss in 1977. It was August 16th at the Cal Palace in San Francisco. And we were all trying to figure out what the guy in the beanie hat was doing. But there you have it, my earliest Cheap Trick memory. Moving on, we have just a wonderful young guitar player, singer named Molly Tuttle. This is a cover of Tom Petty, Stevie Nicks song, Stop Dragging My Heart Around, sung with Nathaniel Ratliff. I think it's a guilty pleasure just because the song is so immensely popular, and I tend to shy away from the slower covers of things, or there are a lot of things like that, but this is just beautiful and I love it, and here it is.
Get even. This doesn't have to be anything
All right, this next song is one of the ones I am especially ashamed of. This is New Girl by Third Eye Blind. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
All right, that was Third Eye Blind, I believe originally known as Puck and Natty. But Lou, the thing here is that you like the songs you've chosen.
Yeah, no, I mean, I do genuinely like them. I think that's why I'm sorry. These are songs I like, and you know, I'm prepared to be thought less of.
Except for if the artists were listening to this show today,
you'd want them
to know. But you'd want them to know that you hold these dear in your heart.
Right. I have my extreme doubts that Third Eye Blind is listening. All right, Dad, okay. What's next, though?
What's next is Lena Lovitch. She's actually an American artist who became successful in Europe. And just a fun fact, this album came to me from my grandfather Sheely, who bought a copy, read a review he loved, bought the album. Was not an album he loved, and so he gave it to me, and I, already in love with, you know, new wave and post-punk, was shocked but loved it.
There's nothing.
Alright, and that song was Prince Charming by Adam and the Ants. And yeah, and now we're coming to the very end of our show. We've got one song left. Yeah, and I'll go ahead and pass this off to my dad.
So this comes from Alice Cooper, one of the original shock artists. And this is at a point in his career when he realized that things were not going well and that artists like Gary Numan were on the top of the charts, were doing things that were much more interesting. So he comes up with his own kind of new wavy song, We're All Clones, from about 1980. So there you have it.
We're all
So there you have it. There is our list of guilty pleasures. Dad, how are you feeling?
Guilty.
Guilty, that's correct, yeah. You know, I've played them. If you still want to listen to the show, kudos to you. I really hope that you tune in next time. We have our shows every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 1 Pacific Time, and all the weird middle times for the rest of America. But you know, hope you guys still want to tune in. Thank you so much for listening. If you've made it this far, wow, either you're a hero,
very strong,
or you're as guilty as us. Anyway, thank you so much for listening and have a great week.